This is Pat Council, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. Before we get started, I just want to take a moment and remind you guys to register for our Power Up Today newsletter. It is the newsletter for power achievers. In our newsletter, we will share information about our Back to the Basics giveaway. So if you want to win some great e-gift cards to Amazon.com and Starbucks. Those are our first gift cards that we're going to start with. We're giving those away. If you want to get registered for those or find out how to register to win those, you want to register for our free newsletter. Also, I am giving away some free ebooks. So you also want to register for our Power Up Today newsletter so that you can find out how to get your copy. My first ebook that I'm going to give away absolutely free is 15 Simple Habits of Super Productive People. If you really want to achieve your goals, now is the time to do it. We are in the third quarter of this year, and time is really going by fast. So it is important to understand how to become more productive. And I've made it simple and easy to understand in my ebook, 15 Simple Habits of Super Productive People. Learn how to achieve your goals. Learn how to set effective goals. Learn how not to waste your time on goals that will not even happen because they are so not valid for you. Anyway, get signed up for our newsletter. Go to www.designingyourlifetoday.com and you can look right there in the menu section and you'll see Power Up Today. Click on that and go ahead and sign up. Remember to put your name in the box instead of just your email address. Also, you have to confirm that email in order for us to send you our newsletter. Also, you can register by going to www.designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter. Okay, you guys, go register. Get some really good stuff to help you do life with power. Okay, now it's time for our show.
Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Council, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, and this is Thriving Thursday. This is such a great show. On our Thursday shows, we share information that any and everybody can benefit from, but it's specifically designed for those who aspire to become entrepreneurs, as well as those that are in direct sales and those who are running a small business. Now, normally we work to give you very specific information, and in the future, we're going to give you more specific information as it relates to your business directly. Or running a business specifically. But we always like to throw in what I call some abstract types of energy and way of thinking. Because if you don't have that as your foundation, the right energy, it doesn't matter how much technical knowledge you have, you're only going to go so far. So today our topic is creating magnetic success energy. And I'm going to give you five things that you can do to create magnetic success energy. And believe me, they're not difficult. They are really easy for you to follow. If you are not thriving in any of your businesses, I think this is the first place to look and to start before you start looking at all of the technical things that you may or may not be doing right. Because the truth of the matter is, sometimes you can do everything wrong with the right attitude and you can get amazing results, tremendous results. And then you can do everything right with the wrong attitude and get no results. And I've seen both sides of that coin. I've seen people in direct sales who came, just kind of jumped out of the gate. They started selling. They started making lots of money. And I was amazed at how successful they became, or they were becoming, almost instantly. And it was because of their attitude. They really didn't second guess everything. They didn't come in as a know-it-all. They weren't of what I call a rebellious nature. You know, people with a rebellious nature, they don't go very far in life. Those are the people who know everything, and they want to, and it's okay to do it your way. But as Proverbs tells us, sometimes it's important to listen to wise counsel. So if it's not working for you, listen to some wise counsel. And I'm not just saying that because my last name is Counsel. That's written in Proverbs long before I ever existed. Now, the only thing that can stop success from flowing into your life, in your direction, where you can turn it into something very tangible, the only thing that can stop it is you and your energy level, your behavior, your attitudes, how you look at life. You know, yesterday we talked about, are you preventing your own progress? And if you didn't listen to yesterday's show, you may want to listen to that just to find out if you are in fact preventing your own progress. Okay, I can listen to the show to find out, to get the specifics, but in a nutshell, if you're not progressing the way you want to, it's because you are preventing it. But you want to learn specifically what you can do to not prevent it. So listen to yesterday's show. Also, I promised to talk about a little bit about how you can get some money to get your business started. A lot of new business owners and people who aspire to be in business, they know that banks will not take the risk, especially if you're brand new, but there are companies out there that will take a big risk with you. Interest rates might be a little bit higher depending on your credit, but they're doable. And if you have a very good plan and you can get a return coming in, then you can get that loan paid off, and now you have set a trend or a pattern such that the banks can see it, and then you can go and get a more reasonable loan. All right, but we're going to talk about that before this show is over. I want to share with you some energies that will help you definitely connect with your personal successes. So I'm going to give you five specific magnetic energies. They are super magnetic. And see, the beautiful part about this is we don't have to know how they work. We just have to know that they do work. And we have to have an understanding of what they are, or a knowledge of what they are. And then we can use them to our benefit. And it's really interesting. Some of these that I'm going to share, they're very basic, but you're going to find out why you're always being told to act a certain way or be a certain way. It's not about someone trying to control you, but it's more so about the energy that you are putting out. So I'm going to share these energies that's going to help you connect to your personal success. The truth of the matter is that success, it's not just a random occurrence that happens to a lucky few. You know, yesterday I talked about the fact that there's no such thing as luck. I don't even know, I know where the word comes from, but there's no such thing as luck, okay? It's the people who experience success because it's a consciousness creation that comes from their personal alignment with universal laws, or the spiritual laws that exist. So the same thing applies to you. You have to have a consciousness creation that comes from your personal alignment with these universal laws. And you say, okay, I don't even know what these laws are. Well, these laws, first of all, they can be found in the Bible. They're found in other spiritual readings also. However, the Bible is the one that I read, and so that's the one that I'm recommending, not trying to put you in a box. You guys get to read whatever spiritual reading you want to read, but so don't get caught up in the semantics of, oh no, she's trying to make me be something. I'm not trying to make you be anything, but what I'm saying to you is this is where these laws are, okay? And they're in some other books too, but this is where they are. And of course, if you didn't hear on yesterday's show, starting in September on our wonderful Wednesdays, we're going to talk about different success principles that are in fact universal and spiritual principles that you can use to align with the things, with the life that you want. Okay, so if you want to have success, then it comes from that personal alignment with these laws. And of course, these laws exist within these five magnetic energies that I'm going to share with you. Sometimes we think that people who are successful, we think it's chance. And I've had people, I had someone tell me that, you know, you're lucky. And you're so lucky that your life turned out the way it did. And the truth of the matter is, my life, it's a great life. I'll be honest with you. It's a great life, but it's not a perfect life. It's not a life without challenges. And I've had some really heavy challenges throughout my life. And believe me, emotionally wrenching challenges. And of course, if you go all the way back just to when I was five, where my mother left, and so my dad had to take my brothers and I to be raised by our grandparents, and our aunts pitched in and helped out. Now, we had a great life with them. However, my point is that when you're a kid, you don't want your parents to, you know, send you somewhere else, and you don't want to be separated from your parents. And of course, my father couldn't take care of a girl or children for that matter, because he was always working. My point that I'm making here is that when someone says that you're lucky, they don't understand all of the things that you've had to go through in your life. And whatever monies that I've earned, I can assure you, no one just woke up one day and say, wow, I think I'll call Pat and I think I'll give her $100,000. Ooh, I think I'll call her and give her $25,000 this month. Nobody ever called me and said that. Be great. If anybody wants to call me or shoot me an email and say, hey, here's $25,000 or $100,000, hey, I'm open. But anyway, I'm always open to receive blessings and always open to receive the highest and best. Of course, blessings come in the form of money, but they also come in the form of other things too. Okay, let's get back to the subject. So what seems like chance is really you kind of matching your own energetic vibration with that of the universal flow that's surrounding your life. So a constant stream of blessings is always available to anyone who wants to take advantage of that. If you choose to, you can cause a major shift in your heart and mind on a daily basis, and an entirely different resonance will start to kind of surround you or connect with you, or and your images and your vibrations are going to change. Your life will definitely be a very different life. So the point is how you see yourself and your and how you view your life, all of that is going to go to another level. Your life's going to take on a higher, kind of grander understanding of things. So if you don't have the things that you want in your life, if you aren't thriving in your business, if you're not thriving in direct sales, if you're not connecting with people in the way that you want to connect with people, understand this. You need a grander understanding. If we go back to a spiritual law, one of the spiritual laws that's in Proverbs, where Solomon tells us, of all thy getting, get understanding. So if you don't have what you want, then that means that you've got to work to understand more about all of these universal laws and all these principles that exist, and you have to align with them. Now, it may sound like it's a lot. It may sound like it's difficult. It may sound like it's hard, but I can tell you, you're built for that. It's how we're made. Our life is made based on principles. You know, Paul tells us that we war not against flesh, but that we war against principalities. And that tells us that our life is made up of principles. Do you believe in one principle? Do you believe in another principle? And here's the thing. One of those principles is spiritual and universal, and you're able to align with it and connect with it and get what you want. And another one of those principles is a man-made concept that's rooted in limitation and lack. Well, for example, the government, and not just the government overall, because the government serves a was built to serve a very specific purpose, or a few specific purposes. But one purpose the government was not built for, the government was not built to fund our lifestyle. They were not built for that. That's why there's always a shortage. That's why there's always debt, because they're violating a spiritual principle. They're violating the reap sow concept, and in that they're giving things to people who have not sown any seeds to get that. So not a judgment, just a fact. So the point is that everything will start to change when you understand these principles, and when you open your mind and make that shift in your heart and your mind. So you're going to open yourself up to receiving all of those amazing results and rewards that you truly deserve. You're going to have that grander understanding. It's not going to be an issue. All right, let's get to the different energies before I run out of time today. Because, you know, I could talk about this stuff like all day. I really could. But I'm sure you guys have a life, right? Sure you do. The first magnetic energy of a success is confidence. So when you're talking about success, the first and foremost type of success energy that is magnetic, or magnetic success energy, is the energy of self-confidence. In fact, it's one of the kind of the biggest reasons that people don't succeed. See, so this is why we're talking about this first before we start to get into technical information about running a business and putting your business together. And I can tell you, whereas I will give you some technical information about building your business, which includes branding and those kinds of things, I'm always going to come back to the energy aspect of it all, because most people don't succeed, not because they don't have the technical information, but because they don't follow a certain energetic path, and there's no magnetism in that. So the one of the biggest reasons that people don't succeed is because of a lack of confidence. Not because they can't succeed, but because they don't believe in their own worth and their own abilities. Now, we got some power action for today. And the power action today is all about questions. So I hope as you're listening to this, you're writing it down. Or if not, then you want to be sure that you go back and listen to this. And we'll see what we can do maybe about putting the power action questions in our show notes. So how do you see yourself? I mean, do you believe that you're worthy and able? Because that's a power action question. Do you believe that you're worthy and able? Because this is truly what confident energy is all about. Doesn't matter what you felt like, or even how you performed in the past, you do have the power to create the confidence you need right now. There's no energy pattern that you cannot change if you decide that you want to change it. If you're willing to give it a little time and effort, you can certainly make that most amazing shift. So, do you believe that you are worthy and able? And if you answered no, then that tells you that energy of confidence, that's probably where you want to start. It is so important that you honor yourself in every thought, and you can confidently move towards a magnificent future, and you can have the things that you really want. Once again, as we go back to the Bible, it tells us to have confidence, for it has great recompense of reward, meaning you're going to be compensated greatly because of your confidence, and not just in terms of money, in more ways than one, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and all of that will start to manifest the things that you want to bring into your life. The second magnetic success energy is actually the energy of optimism. The attitude of positive assumption, the overall expectation that everything's going to be okay, that's optimism. It's where you look at the positive side of things and not be the voice of doom and gloom, or have the visions of doom and gloom in your mind. It's closely connected to confidence. And it's closely connected to confidence because it's simpler for an optimistic person to be self-confident, and it's much easier for a confident person to be optimistic. So the thing is that you really want to focus on your optimism. In my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success, the word power is actually an acronym, and the O stands for optimism. And so I have a whole chapter in there about optimism and where I explain what optimism really means and why it is so crucial to your success. And it's something that you already have inside. You just have to bring it out. You know, there is a special kind of energy or a special kind of charge to optimism. And with it comes a peaceful assurance that no matter what may be going on in your life right now, the world's going to send good things your way. It goes back to, once again, another biblical principle where you call those things that be not as though they were, where you stop keeping it real and you pay attention to what it is you truly want in your heart. You know, you keep it spiritual. That's a lot more powerful. So optimism is really important. An optimistic outlook, it turns hope into reality. And you know what? It produces a beautiful energy that will draw all kinds of blessings to you. Now, how do we know if we're being pessimistic or optimistic? Because sometimes we say, well, you know, sometimes you have to call it like it is, and you have to tell it like it is and say it like it is. And there are times when you have to do that. But when you do that, you don't stay there. You do that just so you can be aware of what's going on in your life. Okay, and what's going on to the point where you want to stimulate some kind of change in your life. So here's an example of someone who's pessimistic. Pessimists, they tend to be fearful and worrisome much of the time. They're very pessimistic about life. On the other hand, an optimist, they feel generally relaxed in the present moment and trusting in the future. So that's the beautiful part about an optimist. Another example is that pessimists, they see a negative event as a potentially life-altering and even irreversible thing. Optimists, they isolate individual problems and they see them as nothing more than temporary, because I can assure you, change is constant. So if it lasts long enough, yeah, there's going to be an outcome one way or the other. All right, the third magnetic success energy is the energy of purpose. You know, we hear so much about purpose. The book by Rick Warren, The Purpose Driven Life. It's really a great book. So if you've never read it and you really are still searching for your purpose, I think that's a really great book to read that will put you on track. And I've read several books. And if you've been following the show or you have seen my Facebook page or you have liked our Designing Your Life Today page on Facebook, and if you check out some of the photos, you'll see there's a picture that I posted of the number of books that I read in a year. Usually I work at reading anywhere from 24 to 36 books. Now, sometimes I say, okay, I'm going to do 48 books. And that takes a lot of work. But the point is, I read a lot of books, and I read a lot of books about purpose and passion and this kind of thing. And I'm going to say that that's by far one of the best that I've read when it comes to discovering your purpose. That's Rick Warren's The Purpose Driven Life. If you check out our show notes, there's a link there, and you can just click on it and you can take a look at it. Are you living on purpose? That's the question that you really want to answer. So there's another power action question. Are you living on purpose? Do you have this like a guiding principle or a central goal that directs your choices and carries you forward? That's another power action question. If not, guess what? You're probably spinning your wheels. You're probably spending a lot of time and energy moving in a different direction, or several different directions for that matter, and never really ending up at the destination of your choice. Now, the difference between being off purpose and being on purpose is kind of like the difference between a pinball and a bowling ball. Off purpose, you're bouncing around like the pinball from one event to another. Because if you know about a pinball machine, which they have those at Dave and Buster's, if you ever heard of that, or some arcade, they bounce all over the place. So you're off purpose, you're bouncing around a lot. You're blindsided by unexpected occurrences. You're getting sidetracked into dead-end destinations. And your life is similar to a game of pinball. So your energy scattered, your results are largely influenced by you kind of expending enough energy to make something happen on a small scale, but it's never really enough. Okay, why? Because you're not fully on purpose, you're off purpose and bouncing around. Now, living on purpose, that kind of makes you centered, it makes you focused, and it puts you more on a direct path. So here's another power action question. What would you say your primary purpose is? So you want to write that down and discover exactly what your primary purpose is. And I'm going to tell you, on this show, we talk about doing life with power. Well, if you want to do life with power, then you need to know what your purpose is. Because passion plus purpose, guess what? That equals power. Okay, we are going to go to the fourth magnetic success energy, and we're going to keep it quick because I want to make sure I get all five of these in. The fourth is the energy of presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. You know, there's an old adage that goes, today is a gift, that's why they call it the present. This might sound, you know, just like a little cute saying, but it's important to look at the energetic truth of all of this. Energetically, we create our reality every moment that we live. So if you're a person who complains a lot, you are creating a future that you probably are not going to like. You're creating an outcome with your words, with your energy, and with your actions that you are truly not going to like. In fact, in terms of our consciousness creation, we never have any other opportunity to create the life that we want. That's why this is such a magnetic kind of energy, and that's why it's so crucial to your success. You want to make every second count when it comes to you living your life, when it comes to doing life with power, because every second is so precious. It is definitely a gift. The present, it's your window of opportunity. It's all of our windows of opportunity. That's really what it's there for. So the question that you want to pay attention to really is, what presents, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, are you throwing away because you're not fully present? There's no presence, no energy of presence going on in your life. When you can get the energy of presence, you will understand that every moment that you discard, that's an act of rejection. You're rejecting perhaps something that's good in your life, and you're dismissing something that's amazing. And know this, that because of spiritual laws, universal laws, and the way everything is lined up in this wonderful universe that we are a part of, the universe will respond by dismissing your desires. So if you're not getting what you want, it's all about what you're doing in the present moment. The final magnetic energy that I have for you is the energy of appreciation. Now, I know we hear a lot about, oh, you need to be more appreciative. You need to appreciate this person, appreciate this, appreciate that. And that gets to be, we get desensitized to understanding what appreciation is all about. So magnetic energy, the magnetic energy of appreciation, that's one of the most valuable vibrations in your personal energy field. Appreciation is one of the most valuables. It connects you to joy. It connects you to love. It connects you to your creativity. It connects you to imagination. It connects you to the ability to think your way through challenges and problems. So that's the big part, what makes appreciation so important. The fact is that you can't even experience joy unless you have appreciation going on. So appreciation is truly a big deal. So the question becomes, when was the last time you showed appreciation for yourself, for something someone did for you? Or when was the last time you complained about what someone didn't do for you, or what you thought they owed you, or what you thought they should have done for you? So you want to take a look at that and then determine, is this an energy of appreciation? These five energies, when you can just pay attention to these, and you don't have to learn them, but you want to put your attention on them. Perhaps in the morning when you're reading goals or when you're visualizing or meditating, you may want to have these five magnetic success energies written on a sheet of paper and have them in front of you and just, you know, read them off to yourself. Just see them and make yourself aware of them. And eventually, they're going to become a part of you. Eventually, once you make yourself aware of these, eventually they're going to become a part of you. And that's going to take your energy to a whole nother level. You're going to see life very differently. And you're going to make some very different choices that will definitely bring you results. So it's not always about the technical knowledge. Now, speaking of technical knowledge, I said I was going to talk a little bit about getting money, so give me about two more minutes. If you are an aspiring entrepreneur, or if you are an entrepreneur and you need to bring in some money, or you need to get a loan to get started, and you have a really good plan, go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com/savings-and-sources. Look at our savings and sources page, or if you're on blog.designeryourlifetoday.com, you'll see a link there, and you can click on that link where it will take you to what's called the Lending Club. And you may have heard of it, but the way we have it set up is that if you go through our website, one of the things that will happen is that, as always, they're going to work to give you the best rate possible. So you can go there, click on that link, and see if you can get a better rate. Not only that, their lending practices are lenient. And so if you're brand new, or you're just starting up and you have decent credit, then they will certainly be happy to talk to you. A lot of times you're going to get a live person. You can sometimes take a personal loan out, or you can take a business loan. And so you really want to take a look at that and see if that would fit for your business. So if you are kind of strapped for cash, or you need a little more capital coming in, they have different kind of lending tiers that they use, and where you don't have to have perfect credit. A lot of people don't even try to get monies to get their business started, and it's their dream to have a business, and they don't do anything to get that business going because they don't think they can get a loan. Well, try the Lending Club. I have some people, I know some people who have used the Lending Club, and it's worked really well for them. You can go through our website. It's not going to cost you more money. They're going to work even harder to give you a lower rate. As I said on our previous shows, that everything that we put on our site, you're not going to be charged extra money because you go through our site. And you will actually be charged less, because we work to find you the better deals. We work to find you, get the discounts. And so we get all of that taken care of up front. So go to our website and you can check it out. Go to designingyourlifetoday.com/savings-and-sources. And, you know, don't let anything rob you of your dream. Don't let the idea that you don't have enough money stop you from going for your dream. Listen, take these magnetic energies and connect them to a really good plan, and be sure you're clear about your vision. And hey, step out there and make your life happen. And before you know it, you're going to be thriving like you never ever thought you could thrive. I can tell you, it's going to happen over and above all you can think, according to the power that worketh within you. That also is another biblical quote. So, you guys, get going with your life, put your energy in the right direction, and you know what to do. Do life with power. Enjoy this Thriving Thursday. Stay tuned for our highlights. Hey, Power Achievers, here are some highlights to check out. Go over to designingyourlifetoday.com and check out some of the resources that we have for you. For show notes and transcripts, visit blog.designingyourlifetoday.com or check out our resources page for the link. If you're listening on iTunes, be sure to give us a review so our show can be found by other listeners. and connect with us on social media. Go to facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday or facebook.com/PatCouncil-designingyourlifetoday. You'll also find me, Pat Council, on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Pinterest. Connect with me and other power achievers today.